So the FAC, the Forensic Anthropology Center, was very interested in doing a study that was applicable to human rights scenarios. And what we're trying to do is study mass graves by using a series of remote sensors, so satellite, air-based, and ground-based technologies, to observe graves and characterize the ways that they're different from their undisturbed surroundings, using what we learn about the graves that we have and applying that knowledge to find graves in international contexts where we can provide humanitarian aid in post-conflict scenarios throughout the world.
In my mind, the scenario then is if this technology is honed to a certain degree, then a satellite could pass over an area and it would see where the ground has been disturbed, where the terrain has been dug up, and that way you would at least have a place to start.
Yeah, that's generally what we're going for. In many cases, you don't really know where to start, and so some of this imagery helps you look at large areas, and you can narrow down using, again, these signatures that we're learning about through this experiment. You can narrow down potential or highly probable areas for graves.
And one of the most significant advancements in recent years is actually the use of an active scanning technology called LIDAR that allows us to actually penetrate through treetops. So even in like heavily forested areas, jungles, you know, you can think about, you know, mid-latitudes where there's potentially a lot of conflict these days, and satellites can only see the light that's reflected off the top of the trees. And so anything going on underneath that tree canopy is very difficult for us to see remotely. Whereas with some of these new technologies like LIDAR, we can actually get under that canopy and see what's going on the ground and do it in three dimensions. And this is how, for example, the significant site of Angkor Wat in Cambodia was recently expanded. So some of the inspiration for Katie's use of this technology came from that work, mm-hmm. But of course applying it in more of a humanitarian context instead of a traditional archaeological one.
As you're saying, this is pretty well known and used in mm-hmm. archaeology.
Yeah.
To what extent does that translate to human remains?
We're interested in knowing how human remains, or human burials more specifically, look within this imagery. We don't know that, the full extent of that yet, but that's the point of this, is to discover the full range of characteristics or signatures that these graves give off.
Yeah, I'd say probably the two most well-known applications of this, transferable to a burial context from archaeology, is looking for stressed vegetation and also looking for, you know, very small level disturbances on the surface where something's been dug up. A lot of times what we see on the surface is so subtle that, you know, our eyes can't actually pick it up. You know, we need some other assistive technology to really pull out these very subtle variations on the surface. And that's where a lot of the computing comes in, where we're trying to bring in a lot of the horsepower we have at the lab to really extract out these very subtle changes. When you actually think about how the surface of the earth has been modified by somebody digging a hole and putting people into it, you also have the situation where that disturbance affects not only the soil, but also the plants that grow in that soil. I think the challenge in the human remains context is that the signatures we're looking for are extremely, mm-hmm. extremely subtle.